With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A building that exploded in Nebraska is still on fire, and officials now say three people missing inside are deceased. Fremont's mayor says one Horizon Biofuels employee was inside the plant when it exploded just before noon Tuesday, and the employee's two daughters were also on site waiting for their father to finish work. The plant's about 40 miles northwest of Omaha. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. Reactions setting in on the Federal Reserve leaving its short-term interest rate unchanged. Gus Voucher, the chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group, says although the Fed decided against cutting its key interest rate, there were signs of splits in its ranks.
We did see two members of the Board of Governors dissent and call for a rate cut. President Trump has been very aggressively arguing that the Fed needs to cut rates, and we did see two participants vote for rate cuts, and so that does suggest that the president's pressure campaign is having an impact.
Fed Chair Jay Powell still refuses to acknowledge the mass success of President Trump's tariffs. Israel's prime minister criticizing the announcement by Britain's prime minister to give recognition to a Palestinian state.
The government will have expected plenty of pushback at home and abroad, and so it has proved. Israel's prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Keir Starmer had rewarded Hamas's monstrous terrorism and punished its victims. This despite the fact that Keir has explicitly called on Hamas to release hostages, disarm and abandon any thought of playing a role in the future government of Gaza. Keir's promise to recognize a Palestinian state may be heavily conditional, but he knows that the chances of Benjamin Netanyahu committing in the next 6 weeks to a peace process that delivers a two-state solution are vanishingly small.
This is SRN News. A new poll is asking pastors about politics.
The Lifeway Research Survey wanted to know how many Protestant pastors were experiencing conflict in their churches over political matters. Amongst mainline Protestant clergy, 31% say politics has been causing problems in their congregation. But for evangelical pastors, the percentage drops to 9, as it does for pastors of black churches. The numbers seem to suggest that politics might not be as big a problem as many observers fear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholicism is on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once dominated. Today, dozens of churches are being transformed into everything from gyms and restaurants to museums and luxury apartments. The rate of regular church attendance among Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to one of the lowest, as religious faith in general declines across that country. This is SRN News. Democrat Congressman Danny Davis of Illinois expected to announce Thursday he will not run for re-election in 2026.
Davis plans a news conference Thursday morning where he's also likely to make an endorsement for what is expected to be a highly competitive race. The 85-year-old 15-term lawmaker represents downtown Chicago, its growing west side, and some western suburbs. He is known as a champion of civil rights, affordable housing, prison reentry, and health care issues, and is one of the oldest serving House members. While the deeply blue district has long been considered a black seat, that population has declined due in part to gentrification. The white, Latino, and Asian populations in the district are fast growing. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New Yorkers are being urged to prepare for thunderstorms and heavy rain on Thursday. The National Weather Service has issued a travel advisory cautioning against traveling from Thursday afternoon to Friday afternoon. 1 to 3 inches of rain is projected, with some areas possibly getting as much as 5 inches. More details at SRNnews.com.